This is GQDN for Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg, go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including the one called Quest Worthy. If you don't want that one, you can still put in the promo code Quest to get 25% off your purchase. It is really good stuff, y'all. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some games that are on sale. Always a good thing. A new season for a TV show. Guess which one? And we got a lot of Switch 2 news to get through. But to get to that, major news of today. According to GameSpot.com, Legion for World of Warcraft is getting a remix. And that was picked up by Wowhead because they were looking at the Azeroth panel at PAX East over the weekend. And now one of the better expansions called Legion is in the remix Spotlight. And that was officially announced at PAX East. So the associate game director, Jeremy Fiesel, did officially announce said game and said, quote, Legion has a lot of content, way more content than Mists of Pandaria, and it was a huge amount of different systems. The team is currently hard at work delving deep into how we are going to integrate all these systems in a remixed way. Which systems are we going to remix? Which systems are we going to remix and add new things to? End quote. Now, since they're hard at work, there's obviously no date for it, but just know it will be coming. Indeed, indeed. But a game that will not be coming is Marvel 1943, The Rise of Hydra. Be a hardcore gamer, it has been delayed until early next year. And that was via a statement saying the team needed some additional time to work on the game. The game does need polishing, and that's what Skydance Games was saying. And even though there was a 2022 reveal, Skydance has been very, very quiet about the game. So there is very little that we know about the game or what the gameplay is. But when the game has a reveal date or has a release date, not a reveal date, a release date, we will know more. So what could this be? We'll all find out soon. And I bet it'll be on Switch too. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we got a lot of Switch news, so here we go. First off, GameSpot. Because they said that the Switch 2 price could affect early adoption. Now, they're saying that the $450 price tag is a bit steep. Well, they're saying that if you think that it's steep, then you're not alone. Because me and Goblin do agree in that. But Nintendo did also admit on the entry cost, especially when the Switch 1 debuted at $300, and they know that it could affect the hardware sales for Switch 2. So the Nintendo president, Shintaro Furuka, was doing the financial results briefing, and he said the company is forecasting to sell 15 million Switch 2 systems in this fiscal year. Here's what he said about that. Quote, Nintendo Switch 2 is priced relatively high compared to Nintendo Switch, so we recognize that there are corresponding challenges to early adoption. That being said, Nintendo Switch 2 can play compatible Nintendo Switch software, so there's continuity between the platforms. We're taking steps like bundling the software with the hardware to accelerate adoption the first fiscal year, aiming to get off the same start we did with Nintendo Switch, end quote. Now, he did dismiss the idea of the U.S. tariffs that's going on how they could be affecting the numbers. But instead, he was talking about the Switch 2 price point, knowing, quote, it will not be easy to keep that momentum with hardware sales going over the long term through the holiday season and beyond. Now, according to NintendoLife.com, the Nintendo president did not specify the reasons for the 15 million sales forecast, but the president of Nintendo did say that they are working on the production capacity to respond on the demand. Now, going beyond the sales, Nintendo Everything did say that the Switch 2 hardware chips were finalized 4 years ago in 2021. And we're talking about the motherboards that did appear on some Chinese online retail stores. And that's where Geeker One and Cornel were able to buy them, so that way they would get in testing, even though they were still a few weeks away from the official launch. And the chip that was finalized was the T239 processor was with it. And Digital Foundry did say that it tapped out. And that was shared by Geeker One, because he showed the comparison between the T239 and in the NVIDIA GA107. Now, some of those things may have some ties to the Switch Pro rumors that are out there right now. That was prominent even just a few years ago. Sorry, that's my chair. So, that might be the reason, the way it looks, as to why it took so long. But maybe it would take as long for the battery to go down on it. Eurogamer.net did say that Nintendo did reveal the new Switch 2 firmware option that will cap the battery charging at around 90%. Now, that option is designed to ensure the battery's life lasts longer over time, and obviously leaving the device with a little less juice. So the option can be found on Nintendo Switch settings menu under the settings systems option. And there you can toggle the quote start charging around 90% option. In fact, Culture Crave, they get up on X and showed that off, because he said, quote, Nintendo Switch 2 has an option to stop charging the battery at 90% to reduce battery deterioration. And Nintendo did detail the feature on the Nintendo Today app. But Nintendo did say, quote, even if turned on, the system may charge to 100% to ensure accurate battery level display, end quote. Interesting, interesting. Now, what game could be going to Nintendo Switch 2? Kotaku did say that Atlus was doing some teasing, but it was not Persona 6. No. They were talking about the Persona 5, the Phantom X, which is a mobile spin-off of the series in a different timeline. And people might have got that confused. But they did say on their social channels, even on the official Atlas West, quote, Nomex, think you dropped this? With an owl emoji. Stay tuned. And within the picture, it says, retake your desire. So, that is what Atlus has been doing. A mobile game, huh? Well, at least it wasn't pulled. PC Games N did say that Schedule 1 has been pulled from certain Steam stores, and the creator does promise a fix. Now, this is a GTA-inspired open world game called Schedule 1, but the developer TBGS had to pull the game from the Steam stores because it did go against the Australian classification system. So that only affects people in Australia, which means Schedule 1 has become unavailable for purchase. But TBGS is still working on the problem. In fact, the developer did say, quote, to anyone in Australia, you might have noticed Schedule 1 is hidden on Steam. Don't worry, the game hasn't been banned. But it turns out all games sold in Australia need to receive a Classification A rating. I think this is the only required console for physical releases. I'm contacting the rating agency today and getting this resolved ASAP. Apologies for the inconvenience. I bet we'll have details on this on the weekly show. Okay, now we get to the middle part, and you know the middle part's going to have something. Hardware sales or esports. Nope, this is going to be media. Polygon said Fallout, the TV show, is renewed for season 3, but season 6 may be the end of it. Now, season 3 will arrive sometime next year because the news came out for season 3 that they will be back up. Season 2 starts in December, which means you get to explore New Vegas with the TV people. And that's what Prime Video did say in a press release on Monday, because season 2 of Fallout, quote, will pick up in the aftermath of season 1's epic finale and take the audiences along for a journey through the wasteland of the Mojave to the post-apocalyptic city of New Vegas, end quote. Now, for season 3, there are no details right now about season 3. And there'll be characters coming in or cities that they're going to. But Polygon was talking to the Comic-Con Liverpool Aaron Moulton, which is the actor who had played the Brotherhood of Steel soldier Maximus. And Moulton did say, quote, "When I signed on to do the series, we would have a starting point that they gave me the end point. And the end point hasn't changed. But it is season 5, 6 type of end point. We've always known that we were going to take our time with the development of the characters," end quote. So, Fallout did debut last year on Prime Video. So if you have Prime Video, go check it out. The full season is there, and the next season starts in December. In fact, Fallout on X did say, quote, "Achievement unlocked. Fallout Season 2 is wrap production." Fallout Season 2, here we go. Stellar Blade's gonna go too. Once again, back to Polygon, because Stellar Blade is going to PC next month, and it's going to have some different stuff to it. So Stellar Blade is set to launch on Windows PC on June 11th, and will have some features, which means new costumes for Eve, and that'll be the AI upscaling for the frame generation for NVIDIA DLSS 4 and AMD FSR 3, higher resolutions environments, Japanese and Chinese language voiceovers, DualSense controller support, and a new boss battle versus Man. That's M-A-N-N. And Eve also has some 25 new costumes to wear. Now, a trailer was also shown about this, and according to that trailer, and it looks like this is going to have some DLCs to go with it. So, if you were waiting for Stellar Blade to go to PC, have fun with it. Indeed. We talked about Atlas there before, but Eurogamer.net did say that Persona game will live stream this week, and that will have the Persona 5 Phantom X, but they're going to be showing some stuff. So unless I missed that, I do apologize. It'll be up on their YouTube. If I didn't miss this, they're all sales for Xbox. Come on, Xbox gamers. So what's going to be on sale? 7 Days to Die, Await Abound. And that includes the premium upgrade, Far Cry 3, Goat Simulator Remastered, Monopoly 2024, there's quite a few. In fact, you can go check out xbdeals.net and decodeals.com, and that'll show you the entire list of all the Xbox games to be released to you on sale. And we love sales. We love you too. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.